A few years back, I started putting out videos on YouTube, and this really caused a lot of people to get very upset.
You idiot!
To be honest, sometimes I wonder why people would get so angry when you're just simply telling the truth and you're simply just telling people how it really is. For whatever reason, you know, people just get very angry.
There is no God. You are a monkey, and we can prove it!
I will admit that I was triggered by your video.
I wanted to take a moment and talk about three different people that I have debated, three atheist YouTubers. I really didn't want to debate any of them. I don't like debates. I know that may be a surprise to some of you. I actually hate doing debates. I think that they're just annoying. I don't like having arguments with people. I don't like conflict and disagreements. I'd rather stay on the outskirts and just kind of lie low and not have conflict. But because certain atheist YouTubers had called me out and asked me to do a debate with them, I figured that I would take them up on it. And the way that this all began really was with the Raging Atheist. I'm sure many of you know him. He had called me out several years back, and he put out video after video after video challenging me to all these debates and on all these different subjects, and it just really caught me off guard. I didn't want to do the debate. I had had a discussion with an atheist prior to the Raging Atheist doing that, and it wasn't my thing. It wasn't what I wanted to do, and it still isn't what I ever really wanted. I had a discussion with him nonetheless, and you can watch that on YouTube here for free. But I want to talk about why I had debated the Raging Atheist and why I had dealt with these opponents. Mainly because these people are actively after our kids. They're actively trying to get people to think that there's no God. They're trying to convince people that magic is real and that mysticism is true and that the world created itself from nothing. And not only that, I noticed when the Raging Atheist was attacking me that he had a lot of hurt and bitterness and he had a lot of hatred in his heart. And I thought, you know, I should try to talk to him. I should try to help him out with this. I don't like to see people in pain. I don't like to see people suffering. I'd really like to see him get saved and come to know Jesus and come to have a changed life like I've had. The Lord has really done a work in my life, and I believe that he can do it in anybody's life. And so, you know, I met with him, and we met up at the Library of Michigan, and we had this debate. And, you know, he seemed pretty nice throughout the debate, but all of a sudden, when we started talking about things like transgenderism or the LGBTQ or even things like just basic creation science versus Darwinian evolution, he really started to break down. He got very angry, very bitter about it. And, you know, you can just learn to agree to disagree with people. You know, you need to learn to just be able to get along. If somebody has a different opinion than you, whatever, you know, they can believe whatever they want. This is the United States of America. You know, I don't get worked up about people believing crazy things. I really don't. I get worked up about people spewing that to children or to people that are innocent, that don't know any better, that maybe are not well researched, and that might buy into something false. Yeah, that bothers me. But if somebody wants to believe something like there's more than two genders, whatever, you know, you do you. But, so we had this conversation, and when I put out the film Science Falsely So-Called back in 2018, you can see that on YouTube as well for free, he got really, really angry because a lot of Christians were laughing at him. And, you know, I kind of chuckled here and there too, because he was making some funny points, you know, about aliens from outer space creating us or, life coming from another planet, right? You know, it just kind of, it really did crack me up. It was a fun time, right? Ronnie, I don't know if you're watching this, but if you see this video, it was a good time. You know, you just believe in things that were not true and saying things that were not true. And that's why people were kind of laughing, is because this stuff is so insane. You'd wonder how anybody could actually believe in it. So he ended up really getting angry about this. And really vitriolic against me. And he gave me some nasty messages, nasty phone calls. And so he said, you know, this was wrong. You misedited me in your movie, and that's why I look so incredibly stupid. And so I said, Ronnie, look, let's just, fine, let's have another debate. And we'll just do it on Modern Day Debate. We'll just, we'll deal with it live on YouTube, completely unedited, and let's just see how this goes. Let's have another discussion. Because I didn't want him to feel like he was being cheated, you know. Even though he had access to the full conversation and even posted our full first conversation. But anyways, so we had that debate, the Modern Day Debate, and he cried. He broke down weeping at the end. And all through the debate, he's just failing after fail after fail after fail after fail to defend atheism, because it's indefensible, really. And he just broke down and started weeping. What I found interesting is he literally admitted to other atheist YouTubers prepping him and helping him get ready for this, and that he's using their arguments, their best arguments against me and against this worldview that I have. And, you know, I still care for Ronnie, you know. I think about him quite often, believe it or not. And I think back to this conversation that we had that made him famous among the atheist community, but not in the greatest of ways. And I think about him quite often. I hope that he gets saved. I really do. I really hope that he can turn his life around, get off the drugs, get off the alcohol, and come to know Christ, get into a good Bible-believing Baptist church, and be saved, and go out and tell people the good news of Jesus Christ. And I want to move on to the Why If an Atheist. He's the second in-person debate that I had ever had. And you can see the movie The Atheist Religion, where I went up against him, and he fell apart as well. Same thing happened with him, with the Raging Atheist. He was making almost worse statements, saying things like, there's no absolutes, and I'm not absolutely certain of anything, and just going on and on and on and on and on, spewing inaccuracies left and right. And, you know, he spoke so many untruths that I couldn't even correct all of them, because there were just so many. So I had to kind of pick and choose what to correct and what to leave alone. And one of the things that stuck out during that discussion was how he had told me, he said, well, if it's the God of the Bible that's real, he said, I'll have nothing to do with him, and I would rather go to hell with all of my friends. And he named a certain community. But here's the thing, this community that he's talking about going to hell with is the community that actually leads the world in pedophilia. Yeah, it was sad to see somebody say, well, if your God's real, then I'll have nothing to do with him. You know, it's just so sad that some people actually do that. But that's what they did to Christ, right? They nailed him to the cross, even though he was the Messiah of the world, the Messiah of Christianity. They nailed him to the cross knowing that they were nailing God's precious Son, his only begotten Son, to the cross. So sometimes truth doesn't matter to certain people. Truth really makes certain people angry. And I think that that's what happened with him. And, you know, he got on YouTube as well. And I appreciated his honesty when he said that Matt Powell could have made me look worse. Because I really probably could have made him look worse if I had edited in all of the other inaccuracies that he said as well. But I figured that, you know, it'd be best to leave those things out, because I'm not in the business of making people look bad. You know, that's not what I've ever intended to do. I do intend to make false things look like what they are, which is falsehoods, and true things come to light. So I appreciated his honesty there in admitting that it could have been worse for him, and that he appreciated that I didn't, you know, edit in other clips to make him even look more bad. I want to be as fair as I can when I'm having these discussions, to honestly represent the atheist community. And the third discussion, the third debate that I had with the Mr. Jones guy, 1972, I think was his YouTube handle name. You know, he puts out videos against God as well. And so he kept challenging me to a debate on the farting dinosaurs or whatever. So I said, hey, we'll just do one on creation versus evolution. He says, sounds good. And we had that over on Brett Keene's channel back when Brett Keene was on YouTube. I don't think he is anymore. He kind of comes and goes from YouTube. He'll probably be back sooner than later. But we had this conversation. And for about 10 to 12 minutes at the beginning of the debate, Mr. Jones could not get his mic to work. And so for 10 to 12 minutes, Mr. Jones was working with his mic and working with his video camera to try to get everything working, and he couldn't get it working. And so I didn't want to embarrass him. I wanted to take that part out. So I did edit that first 10 to 12 minutes out of the video, out of the debate, because I didn't want people to see him fumbling around and making all these mistakes and just getting some basic mic check going. So when I uploaded the debate to my channel, he accused me of mis-editing him and mis-editing the debate, when in reality, I was just cutting out that initial part of the debate where he was fumbling around and not able to figure out the mic setup. And so it just... But of course, he accused me of, well, this is a dishonest edit. He cut out over 12 minutes of the debate, when in reality, all I was doing was cutting out the part where he was making himself even look more crazy. You know, unfortunately, throughout that debate, he was saying things that were kind of crazy. You know, like I said, evolution, Darwinian evolution is not true. It is false. And people who advocate for it, they're saying things that are wrong because you have to defend it with lies. You can't defend evolution honestly. It is impossible to defend evolution honestly. And creationism and creation science has always made the best testable predictions, whether they want to admit that or not. It is the strongest model. There is no debate on that. And so, you know, Mr. Jones, he just kind of lost his cool after the debate. You know, we started talking about whether or not evolution teaches that rocks conceived. I said that, you know, there's scientific papers that are telling us we owe our life to rocks, that life descended from rocks, rocks beget life, etc. And of course, you know, he was repeating the same thing that he had heard from all of the other atheist YouTubers, that nobody believes life came from a rock, when that's what all of these scientific articles and papers are actually stating, is that rocks were rained on, minerals were eroded, those minerals were what sparked life. So by definition, that means that according to them, whether they know it or not, we were conceived from rocks. Now, this is obviously not true. God is the one who created life. God is the one who brought life into existence. At the end of the debate, Mr. Jones completely lost his cool. And you could just see the veins popping in his neck and just how angry this guy was in his face and the hatred that he had towards me and towards the truth, more importantly, that I would share with him. And he ended up actually lighting a cigarette on camera. To me, that's just so unprofessional that you would actually just light a cigarette and then just start drinking alcohol. I mean, who does that in a professional setting? I just found that to be very interesting. And then when the raging atheist lost, he broke down, cried, and the very first thing that he did was turn to the drugs. He lit a joint and started smoking a joint and started drinking alcohol as well. I mean, this is what they do when atheists are challenged. I'm not saying all of them, but I'm saying most of their demographic. Because remember, they lead the world in drunkenness and alcohol abuse. The very first thing that they do is they turn to these things, these substances that put them back into fantasy land. And it's sad. I wasn't trying to get him to go into fantasy land. I wasn't trying to cause him to become so bitter with me that he would turn around and actually say that he hates me. It is what it is. You know, a lot of these YouTubers out there are now saying that they hope that I die. I mean, this is ridiculous. You know, you need to be able to just agree to disagree. And, you know, I do want to take a moment and say thank you to the atheist YouTubers that have attacked me. Because they're actually publicizing these videos. They're publicizing the truth. They're publicizing the debates. Being a creationist, I wouldn't typically respond to an atheist who has a lot of videos making Christians, you know, look bad. But, you know, you get on my channel, we have discussions with these atheists face to face where they start breaking down and lighting joints and saying, there's no absolutes, I can't be sure of anything. And they make response videos and start directing traffic over there. I mean, to me, man, what are they thinking? I just don't feel like that's a very good strategy. I feel like you guys should probably find another YouTuber to attack, another Christian to go after that hasn't had these discussions. Because, you know, you're directing your audience to a channel where the atheistic worldview and some proponents of it have been, you know, have been beaten in the realm of a debate who have been taken down. And I would just encourage you to do some basic research. You know, the number one thumbed up comment on my channel, the number one liked comment is that Matt Powell has obviously never dealt with an atheist. You know, it just goes to show people come to the channel, they look at one little video, and they conclude based on that one little clip that they've seen that I must have never talked to an atheist. This is a straw man. So that's the number one comment on the channel, is that, well, I just have never talked to them. We've had discussions. We've had conversations. We've had different debates that you can see. And you know, like I said, the atheistic worldview is indefensible. That's why they break down. And there is no debate. There really is no debate. I want to nail this point home, that this whole idea that there's a creation versus evolution debate, you know, people might say that there is, and people might have discussions, but in my mind, there is no debate. God's word is true. Creation science is verifiably accurate. And in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, is a fact of history. God bless.